It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 12, and we're going to begin reading with the third verse today. So please, that you open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks of Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you would like to send us an email, it's Parkview Bible. That's parkviewbible@gmail.com. If you would like to visit our website, that is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Have many studies, Bible studies, our Constitution, Plan of Salvation. Please take a look at our website, and I hope that it will help you to grow or to come to know the Lord Jesus, because that's the goal of this program. So now that we have taking care of the introduction, let's begin with the reading of the Scripture. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and seven crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a short time. What a scripture reading. Please, let's begin now with prayer. Father, I thank and praise you that we have the opportunity to come together and to study your precious word. I ask that you will guide and lead and just give us your direction and your will. We know, Father, that the purpose of this program is first that folks will come to know you as their Savior, meet you at the cross, where there you have taken their sins away, and all we need to do is believe in your Son, the Lord Jesus, and they will be saved. That's first. Second is that we may grow in your presence, in your word, in knowing you, in serving you. And so first, salvation, come to know. Next, to grow. And the third is that as they stand, Father, before you, and all will, they will stand without an excuse. And we know that you have given enough evidence and witness to all the world, to every person that's ever lived, that there will be no excuse. But Father, we've taken out the word and we've told the gospel every time that we open your precious book. And so if ever a person has listened to this message, to these studies, they will know how to be saved. So if they refuse your salvation, then Father, they definitely had the light without question, and denied it, and so will spend eternity in the lake of fire. No excuse. Father, please, today, those that are listening, that they will come to know you as their Savior and begin that wonderful walk of peace and joy and freedom. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a joy to study these scriptures, but what a time that we're looking at here in Revelation chapter 12. We have several verses of scripture because I want to show you a little definition of who we're battling here. And we're talking about Satan here when we started this, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head, drew his tail, and a third part of the stars of heaven did cast them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. We know, if you'll move down with me as we've read in verse 9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, the devil, Satan. So you realize and recognize what and who we're talking about here. Now we have several verses of scriptures that we're going to enjoy today in looking at this murderer. And he murdered from the beginning, is a statement here concerning Satan. And let's go back to the Gospel of John. We're going to be in several verses of scripture today. John chapter 8, I referenced these last week we were together, and we need to look at them once again. John chapter 8, verse 44, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Today, it seems that people believe that there are many ways to heaven, many ways to have your sins forgiven. There is not. There is only one way, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you would come to Jesus today and believe that he is your Savior, he will save you. You will without question understand that and see that. Right now, looking from the outside, you probably see several different ways, several different opinions. The Word of God is the only authority we have for this. I ask that you will look to the Word of God. And so we are looking at several verses of Scripture here. Now, he is the result and the cause of every murder. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abodes not in the truth, and so we have those. Now, we also know that he is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and we'll find that in 1 Peter. That's 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. We're going to look at the 8th verse. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." That's Satan. That's the devil. We need to understand who we are battling. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews, because as we look at the book of Hebrews, we find that not only is Satan a murderer, but he is the cause of death itself. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 9 through 15. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. We're going down to the 15th verse. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. That's the reason we read that whole section there. And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Once again, verse 14 and 15 are the critical verses here. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy, being Jesus, might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're bound. You're in bondage right now. We can look at a verse of Scripture in Proverbs because we need to realize that the devil is the result of all unhappiness, of all unrest, and it is his doing. He is the one that steals the peace, has stolen the peace from us. So now that we look at the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, Proverbs 13, verse 15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. So understand that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that doesn't mean that sickness goes away, that doesn't mean that your troubles go away, but it does mean that you will have the strength, the power to walk each day, to serve each day, to fellowship each day with our God, serve Him in a mighty way. And even though the pain may still be there, the troubles are still there, you have one that strengthens you and lifts you up through those. It is a joy to walk each day with the Lord Jesus. So please give him your heart. Trust in him today. Call upon him for salvation. He is the cause of every tear that falls. We're going to find that back in Revelation chapter 7. We look at verse 17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, tears that are put there by Satan. Satan is the destroyer of both the body and the soul. You need Jesus. Let's look at James, the book of James, chapter 1. Hebrews, and you'll find James. I hope you know your Bible, familiar with your Bible. James, chapter 1, verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. He is the destroyer. He is the giver of this lust and desires of the flesh. we need to serve our Lord. We need to stand with our God every day. Satan is the red and bloody dragon, as we looked here in these verses. Here he is making his last and all-out effort to overthrow the God of all creation. Satan has a mighty following. We read, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places." This great group, this great confederation of demons, of fallen angels, and of men will number in the millions, if not billions. These burden this world, these evil doers, the devil and all his workers and all his servants, they're the ones that bring in darkness. They're the ones that want to snatch the very freedom away from individuals. And the only way that you can live in a communist country and still be free because you know Jesus as your Savior. We here have the opportunity of both. We live in a free country, at least today. Many are deciding to separate and divide and take away the power and the presence of God from this land. And when that happens, we will increase with the loss of freedom, because God is the giver of freedom. And when this land was based upon the Word of God and upon our God to serve and to that we serve Him and praise Him, that is the reason this land has been so victorious all these years. But now we are beginning to serve the god of this world, the devil. And if you're following the devil and you're not choosing the Lord Jesus Christ, you are going to find that this world and your freedom is going to be gone. And so I just ask, because the bringer of darkness and anarchy with sorrow and tears and death, all this is brought to this world by Satan. And there are only two gods. There are many gods that people bow down to and call them gods, but there are only two. One is behind, there are only two. You can separate all the little gods underneath these two. One is the true God, Jehovah, the one that has given us the Word of God, had it in writing for us to follow, to understand, to live a life pleasing and honoring to Him, the Creator of the world. The other is Satan. And so all that do not follow the Word of God are following Satan. Now, you may have another word for your God. You may never have another title for your religion. But your religion, your God, is Satan-driven, or it is God-driven. There's only the two. Now, you choose Satan, then that's your choice. And we have the freedom to choose. God does not require us to follow Him and to serve Him. But understand that you have that decision to make. And you are following one that brings darkness and again, sorrow and tears and death. We're going to find during this time that we're talking about here that it is, they're going to put a whole new level to murder and satanic things that can be done. And all because of the power of Satan, his power, his will over your life. We can have the victory, but you have to choose Jesus to have the victory. This child that was born, we talked about, is Jesus. Now the devil did everything possible, everything in his power to stop the birth of this child. To begin with, Cain killed Abel. The promise of that child was through Abel. So Cain killed Abel, thought he'd taken care of it. He slaughtered of all the babies who were 2 years old or under. Can you imagine killing every child under the age of 2 in order to stop the birth of the Savior? That's how the devil operates. That's your God if you're following him. The devil didn't care about the slaughter of those babies. He just wanted one, Jesus. But he didn't know any other way to find this one as to kill them all. All the attempts upon the Lord Jesus' life after he was born, even the cross, when Jesus died on the cross, Satan thought he won. But Jesus cried out, "It's finished." The work, sins are forgiven. And then he rose from the dead 3 days later. The devil knows. The devil knew at this time. The devil knows today. His days are very, very numbered. And that's the reason that he has set out today. That's the reason he has brought today. Abortion. The desire of taking the freedom from this country. The desire for us not to support Israel. There is so much, my friend, that's going on right now that is devil-driven. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, he's your God. Oh, please, please, trust in Jesus today and be saved. Go from the doom and the gloom and the tears and death to life and joy and grace that he gives us. Does all your worries and problems leave? No. But we have one that we can hand it to and give it to, and he will take care of it. And it is a joy to walk with the Lord Jesus and watch him take care of all the problems of the day that get so many people down. You go to his word, if you're a born-again believer, you go to his word and you trust, you begin to read and study, and you're just lifted by his precious word. I don't need chants. I don't need some special kind of music. I don't need a certain beat. I have his word and his presence. And when we hide his word in our heart, then it doesn't matter when or where we are. He will be with us. And of course, when you're born again, he comes and lives within your heart. And so you have his leadership and his strength. You go to his word and he shows you his word. It is wonderful. I hope, I pray today that you come to the Lord Jesus for salvation. We look at this fifth verse now. We've kind of looked at verse 3 and 4 today. And again, more of a repeat of last time, but it just was worthy of going through again, I believe. Verse 5 of chapter 12, "And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne." This isn't Mary, it's Israel. That's who we're talking about now. Jesus, the man-child, will rule for 1,000 years with a rod of iron. Then he was caught up. When Jesus was born, he lived 33 years, He died. He rose again. 40 days later, he ascended back home with his Father. Now for 2,000 years, we have had what we call the church age. We're waiting for him to return. We have a 7 years of tribulation that we're looking at here in Revelation, and then will come in the 1,000-year rule of the Lord Jesus Christ. During this tribulation period, the woman, Israel, fled into the wilderness for 3.5 years. God prepared a place for Israel. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15 through 23. Matthew chapter 24. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judah flee unto the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child, and to them which give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall a great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. For the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. This time, this tribulation period, is going to be the most wicked, awful time upon this earth. And it begins at the middle of the 3.5 years, because we find the abomination of desolation is when the Antichrist, literally the devil himself, takes God's place, and he sits on in his position, in his area where his throne should be, where God should be. The devil literally takes that over. And at that time, there is no safe place for the nation of Israel, nor for any believer in Jesus Christ upon this earth. The wicked will be in such a terror and vengeance and aggression to take and destroy all. So please, we need to understand that Jesus Christ died on the cross. We find in these verses of Scripture here, and I'm going to read verse 5 and 6, and before we run out of time again. She brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. God's going to protect them for that last 3.5 years. But it is going to be the most horrible time on this earth. You do not have to see this time, because the church is not a part of this. Jesus takes his church out. He comes to get us before the tribulation begins. It's called the rapture of the church. We will be in his presence. It's the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to last 7 years. We're going to enjoy that time of fellowship while this horrible time is going on this earth, as God takes back his own. My dear friend, please trust in Jesus today. Call upon him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?